You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Happy Independence Day. This weekend, of course, we celebrate the 20th anniversary of the repelling of the alien invasion, or at least in some fictional universe we do. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here on DenverBroncos.com. And after that interlude, let's just go straight to the mailbag and move on. This question from Ronnie Castellano. With DeMarcus Ware becoming a third down player and Von Miller potentially not being at training camp, does that mean that Shane Ray could start? Well, let's see how the Miller situation plays out. But at the same time, Shane Ray, he's a candidate to start because DeMarcus Ware could be a situational player. I think you're looking at Shane Ray and Shaquille Barrett battling to be one of the starters at outside linebacker. They bring different skill sets. Barrett, he's bigger, a little bit stouter against the run. Shane Ray, he's getting better against the run, but is probably a better pass rusher off the edge. Certainly brings more speed to that role. It'll be interesting to see which one of those two emerges, but I think no matter which one of them ends up as a starter, you're going to see plenty of DeMarcus Ware in key situations. Look for him late in games. Look for him on third downs. Maybe look for him to start some bigger games, perhaps. They're going to have him on a pitch count once he gets past the back issues that he had during OTAs. And I think that's why you're looking at either Ray or Barrett being a starter. As for Von Miller, it's just wait and see. But Ray certainly is qualified. If he has a good training camp, I think he could end up starting. This question from someone who calls himself or herself Bronco fan ride or die. Who do you think is next up for the Ring of Fame? Well, there are some good eligible candidates that you're looking at before you start getting into guys like Mike Shanahan and Peyton Manning and Champ Bailey who become eligible at the end of this decade. You know, if they continue their trend of looking back to the past and reassessing certain guys, then I think you start looking at, say, a Riley Odoms, the great tight end of the 1970s, a two-time All-Pro, a four-time Pro Bowler. That collection of accomplishments typically has put guys into the Ring of Fame, but Odoms has been a bit overlooked over the years. I think they may take a second look at him. You go forward a few decades, the 2000s. Trevor Price and Al Wilson, they both came in the late 1990s. Both went to multiple Pro Bowls. Both were all pros at various points in their careers. I think you're going to see them under Ring of Fame consideration. And one I could see coming up as well, potentially Red Miller, the coach back in the 1977-1980. You know, he took over the team from John Ralston. Ralston did a great job building it, but it's interesting how many guys I've talked to from that great 1977 team that mentioned the difference that Red Miller made when he walked in and how the attitude changed and how that really pushed the Broncos over the top. Red, of course, never had a losing season as Broncos head coach. Went to the playoffs 3 years out of four and only lost his job because he was caught up in the ownership change from the Phipps brothers to Edgar Kaiser back in 1981. It would have been interesting to see what would have happened if the Phipps had kept the team and Red Miller had remained the head coach. Who knows how his career might have gone and how the Broncos might have gone. Can't complain about how things turned out for the Broncos, but I think because of that relatively short stint, Red Miller maybe has not gotten the due that he deserved as one of the great Broncos head coaches. So I could see him being on the Ring of Fame radar. That'd be really cool because I've met Red a few times. Really great guy and certainly still bleeds orange and blue to this day. Thanks for your questions. And if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter @MaceDenver. And please use the hashtag AskMace to ask me a question for the mailbag. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.